are glad on Sundays, the second Sunday anyway, that we're able to hear from our campers. This is one of the highlights of our weeks here at camp. I know this was a very different period by way of timing, and so usually the campers come in the beginning of the week and they have a little bit of time to put together a lot of work, but even then it's in a short time. This time they came up really short and only came in on Thursday, and now it's Sunday, and I don't know. We'll see how brilliant they all are in all of their memory verses and songs. But we know they'll be going home with them in their heart. And so we're just excited to see what God has been doing just in these few days that our campers have been here. We've been praying for you all. And we're so glad that you're here, and you're committing yourself to the Lord in this way. And so we've got cottagers here, and villagers, and native over here, and we're going to hear from them separately. So we're going to start with cottagers. They're 6, 7, and 8-year-olds. There may be a couple different, or they're all this year in that range, just about. And so they're very impressive in how they learn and how they sit. Look at them. They're my heroes. I was a 6-year-old. I tell this story often at camp, but I was a 6-year-old cottager. I grew up at camp. My parents brought us here when we were born, basically. At 6 years old, I was put in the cottage, and I didn't survive. I think what made it harder was my mom and grandma were up in Watch Rock, and they had a cabin there, and I saw them every day, and at the beach, and at night at the ball field, and it kind of made a little bit, because they were so close, and I felt like, okay, I can get to them and be with them. And so I lasted a little while, but after a bit, they all gave up the fight and took me back to the cabin, and I moved in with them. So I did come back a few years later for the village, and Natick, and Omantum, and actually stayed for the whole month when I did that. So I went from I can't do it to I didn't want to leave. So that was good. But we have our youngest ones who are going to share. Brother Andrew, are you going to do something? Come introduce what's happening.
I didn't know I had a choice.
So thank you that you've been praying for us. We do, of course, cover your prayers. And we're very thankful for that. So there are some needs. I won't discuss the topics you were discussing anymore in front of them, but you can imagine. So we appreciate your prayers. But they're doing well. So we've been learning about Jesus down in the cottage. We learned how God created the world, how he created it perfectly. Then, sadly, how sin entered the world. And we've been learning about each one of us and how each one of us has that sin problem in our hearts that separates us from God. But we've also been learning about God's solution, about the cross, and about how Jesus died for us and provides a way for us to be close to Him, to be with Him, to be with God. I think a few of us were blessed by this devotional this morning, so I'll only mention two things from it. I'm not sure if someone else will be speaking from it, but two things that stuck out to me. I don't know if you caught it, but this: he who offers praise, he tells us, glorifies his name, and the richest and the poorest may thus honor him the same. So that includes all of us. Sure, it has to do with my mindset, particular mindset these 2 weeks, when I thought, well, the richest and the poorest and the youngest, the oldest and the youngest. And we've been seeing that, these little ones, how they've been reaching out to God. In the beginnings of that, we're starting to hear and see the way they sing for him and pray to him and ask forgiveness for their sins. And then the other thing was that stuck out to me this morning was right at the start of what Brother John read. "'Tis the fitting way of entrance to the palace of the king." The palace of the king.
Isn't it great? We're out amongst the trees,
under the stars. This is great.
Thank you.
Maybe, though, it doesn't look quite like a palace. It is, isn't it? And we've been learning about that too, that Jesus is our king. God is king. He wants to be king of our hearts. So I'm going to sing for you and recite the first couple verses that we've learned. So praise the Lord with us. And please continue to pray for us. One other thing. They're such precious children. And God is really putting a love in our hearts for them, putting his love in our hearts for each one of them. We just, as you pray for us counselors, our greatest desire is just to be those. Jesus talked about not turning the children away, the little ones. And if we do anything these 2 weeks, we just want to bring them to Jesus. So pray for us. And now,
me say thank you for all of us, to the counselors. There's a lot of preparation that's done for months and months and months and months. And then they come here and they get to work long, long hours. And the dedication, the commitment, the love for God, and the love for his children, teenagers. We're thankful for those who give up their time. Some have gone to a lot of lengths to be here so that they can minister to our young people. And so we are grateful for that. Each of you, thank you.